All right, let's call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for May 19, 2021. Please make sure everybody here that has a phone set it on stun, and let's say the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, roll call, please.
Here.
Here.
Anthony Brother.
Here.
Derek Eamitt.
Here.
Dave Castellanos. Absent. Ron Baer.
Here.
Robert Oche.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker.
Present.
William Baker.
Present. All right, we've got a quorum. Next up is the approval of the minutes for April 21st, 2021. Any changes, comments, modifications, motions, what say you?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes from April 21st, 2021.
Second. Motion and second. Any discussion? Either not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Out there forever to be able to see. Remember, that is available through the website. Please check up front, sign up your name. Everything that we do through here will be posted up there, including the fabulous audio of this meeting. And be sure to also check the gauges and be engaged in helping us improve that as well. We're here because we take care of a $275 million man-made flood control project that if you don't provide the maintenance that's necessary for something of that magnitude, over on the wall are pictures of 2008 in September, when you see what happens when those types of things aren't addressed. We're far better prepared now with the community as a whole, as it relates to this important structure and important system, than we were in September in 2008. And let's not ever lose sight of the fact why we do this. Enough said with regards to that. The next is the finance report. We got to start paying the bills, my friends.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make an motion for approval of claims for May 2021 in the amount of $961,668.51.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second for Mr. Whitaker. Dan Repay, Executive Director. Anything to say as it relates to this?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of money, but it comes down to really one large claim, and that's for earthworks. That's for the rock riffle project in Lake Station for $762,160.65. I mean, there are a couple others that I'd like to talk about. CNH Mowing for $22,135. So Lori doesn't get too mad. I don't want to go too far into this. GLEM for $16,360 for the pump station inspections. They also participated in the inspections by the Corps, so they were there along with first response maintenance, and you see both their exercising of the sluice gates and the tree removal and debris removal, and I have a picture of how much that was, 750 cubic feet, for $5,200 and $5,100 respectively. Otherwise, just some design projects, and I always like to see this, 97% is for land acquisition or in engineering, and only 2.83% is for administrative costs. So that's a good thing.
Any questions for Mr. Repay about the bills on late listed here?
Good question, Dan. Ciorba, they still show an amount remaining on their contract. Are they just waiting for comments to bills?
For Ciorba, last time that they talked that we were going to, I've got some great people here opening doors on me. We were talking about what we wanted to do next, as far as did we want them to dig deeper into those proposals by the communities, and do we want them to rank them? They still have some money on their contract available. So I think the next step would be for us to decide that, and you know, maybe I'll put that on an agenda item and we'll work through it on a study session as to what the next step would be.
Thank you. Any other questions with regards to the bills? Either or not, Mrs. Lambert, roll call, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Anthony Brother.
Yes.
Derek.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oche.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, Mr. Repay, roll right into Project Tracker. What's going on in the field, please?
Yeah, so let me get my notes here really quick. Just to go through, as we mentioned, and I have some pictures after I talk really quickly, for the Lake Station Dam project, or Rock Riffle / recreational trail, that is going along well. It is almost complete, should be complete by the first part of June. We have a meeting out there next week to discuss some of the items, some of the things that need to be finished up. They've had great weather. We've had some issues with some folks above stream or upstream that think that there's too much water being let out. I had the opportunity to meet with the mayor and about 20 people from his staff and sort of explain all the questions that they had so that we could get the truth out there and not rumors. So that went well, and we've still answered some calls, Jody and I, from some constituents, so just further questions. Burr Street closure, Norfolk and Southern sent us an agreement. Our attorney and Mr. Baker have all looked at it. We signed it back to them, sent it back to them with some minor modifications, and we're anticipating them to send it to us and that work to begin sometime this summer. Autobahn Partnership, they gave us a presentation last month. They did some control burns and some other issues and some other items. I have some pictures of that later. You will see fire, which is great. Spring Park, we're working. We want to make sure that the design does not impact the in-project mitigation that is occurring off of Chase Street. So we put the engineers from Spring Park with the NCAP folks who are doing the mitigation to make sure that we do not intrude on that project. We do not want to impact that anyway, because that's part of our closeout for us in this project. We had the Army Corps inspections. They all went relatively well. We had some minor, and I really mean minor things, trees that may have fallen within 15 feet of the ditch. But NDOT was very helpful. The folks from the city of Gary, our contractors all did a great job. Our pump stations all checked out, our gates all checked out, and we had some minor rutting on the levee. But for everything else, it should pass. And when we get the report, hopefully later this summer. We're gonna talk a little bit, and I know it's on the agenda, about Beaver Dam Ditch and what we think the best proposal will be. Hart Ditch stabilization is still in the process of the county, and I think they're going to discuss it here later this week as to what the next step is, but they did some cross sections, and what we think is we're going to just continue on from where we left off with between Twin Creek and Park West. It seems like the most logical way to do it, and just continue to move to the north and sort of armor and secure the levees. We don't have any emergency situations at this current time on Hart's Ditch. And then, you know, we talked briefly about the Kennedy Avenue sandbar. Permitting wise, folks from IDEM wanted us to keep on mitigating every time we took out the sand from Kennedy Avenue, which I wasn't agreeable to. I thought we're going to be doing this for many years, and the people that follow us are going to be doing this for many years of all the sediment. So we are now involved with Cardno to get a sort of a maintenance permit, something similar to what NIPSCO does and the ports all have, where they can dredge the sand and allow for us to do that for over a 10-year period. So it's a 10-year application. So let's see if I can get this up and running. Let me see if I can share my screen. I will. And there. So I'm just going to show you some great pictures if you haven't been out there. Hopefully that pops up here. Do you see anything, or am I just missing something? Okay, here you go. This is the latest version of Lake Station. If you haven't seen in this picture, you're facing south. In the background, you see Liverpool. On the right is the park property that we bought from Gary Schools. And I'm standing on the bridge. Just so you know. So you see on the left, you have those little steps where people can fish. This is shortly after the Mother's Day, what I call the Mother's Day rain. So it's a little bit higher than normal, but still at a good level. This area here, we're pointing to the east, and you see the detention pond being built just past those orange excavators. And then those step stools as well. just plenty of pictures. You can see him working in the back on the small smoldering fire of burning extra wood. And you see, I'm taking it more from the park side than our side. And then this is from the very north part looking at the bridge. So you get a perspective of how it spans the over the top and still allows for plenty of room for the water to cross over or cross under without any impeding going on. We move on to the next picture, which is fire, which is, this is the good stuff. Derek, this is your world, right? So this is the controlled burn, but I guess they call it a back burn, but it's the slower burn. They needed, this is the location of this is between Georgia and Martin Luther King. Just north of this location is the expressway. So they needed a northeast wind or a north wind to do this so that the smoke wouldn't go over the top of the expressway. And one of those cold days, 2 weeks ago, we were able to get the north wind, the northeast wind, and they were able to start that. And I'm just gonna flip through these great pictures. You see the person down there pushing down the Phragmites, but those are all the Phragmites that are located in this area. And then they're ultimately gonna spot spray them. And then hopefully by flooding them out, they won't grow back. So these are pictures provided by Audubon to us. I was out there for a little bit, but there's only so much I could watch a fire burning. And I didn't necessarily wanna inhale a whole bunch of smoke. So there's just gonna show you how intense it gets. These things burn relatively well and easy. And then as you see, you can see the expressway in the background. This is actually taken for the southernmost part of our levee. And then this is along Martin Luther King, who's the, I forgot the name of the gentleman in the white, but he's like the fire manager. I guess that's the person with the most important gig, making sure nothing gets out of control. They had people all over the neighborhood, make sure no embers had flown a little bit outside of the project area. And so this is the final picture of what they ended up with. So all good. Oops, I sort of skipped, but as I talked about in the claims where where we had a lot of dumping occur, in the background, you'll see the gates to the Ironwood pump station. We had quite a bit of dumping, and that's 750 cubic feet or cubic yards of dumping material that we had removed. We believe, and I know LaVon has spoken with the folks from code enforcement in this, that they believe they have found the person that is responsible. So there may be a chance that we get reimbursed for these costs, but for the greater good of the whole area, we needed to get this fixed up. So that's what we did. And so that's my brief pictorial of what is going on as far as projects in the area.
All right, back to the board. Any questions for Mr. Repay? What's happening in the field?
Hey, Dan, can you explain just what a public edification on what is the, maybe Derek can help, the benefits of the whole control burn? I know it's said inside of the Audubon report about, how much wildlife can be reaccumulated back into the area and all those types of things, but just what a public edification.
I mean, I'm totally out of my lane on this one, and probably the person probably sitting down the way from you is better. But my understanding is this is the way that to kill them, as least the best possible way to kill them. And then to expose any new growth, they can spot spray them. And then ultimately what they want to do is flood them so that they don't regrow again. So they've already sprayed them once. And then now this is their way to really get rid of them. There's just no other way. Phragmites are everywhere, and invasive is just sort of a generic term, but they are truly, they take over everything. So by getting rid of them, it will allow the native species to grow and thrive, which will also should be in theory, bring back all the other species that go along with it.
Wow, nice.
Derek, did I do a good job with that?
Sure. Yeah, Dan did really good. I would only say that they use herbicide to control the Phragmites, but even dead, it'll stand vertical for long periods of time. It has a lot of biomass. The prescribed fire reduces that biomass, recycles the nutrients, the carbon that's in it, and then that helps,
allow the native plants, like Dan said, to get some sunlight. So if it just stands there dead, it still won't allow the native plants and vegetation to thrive. So well done, Dan. Well done.
Just so for the record, the door evidently is locked. I'm getting a text message that someone is locked out. So I don't know if someone closed it accidentally. Just want to let you know.
That's all I have, Mr. Chair.
All right. Any other questions for Mr. Repay? What's happening in the field other than the mag lock that being locked? Anything? All right, moving right along. I like it. Next up is other issues, new business.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the agreement with Westler Engineering for the Beaver Dam Ditch Watershed Study in an amount not to exceed $205,000, pending formal review by attorney and staff.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. Mr. Repay?
We talked about this briefly, but this is... myself and Commissioner Broadnax have been working on this to find and be more proactive in that part of our watershed. And it seems as though this group is suited to do that. They have no conflicts with any of the other groups or communities. And so they're going to take a look at a overview of the Beaver Dam Ditch and sort of give us a baseline for future projects that other communities want to come and propose to us. At least we'll know how the impacts have on those on that ditch itself, because it's a major contributor to Deep River.
All right, motion and a second. Any questions as it pertains to this project or contract? Either or not, this is Lambert.
Yes.
Yes.
Anthony Brockman.
Yes.
Derek
Hewitt. Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ritchie.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along. Next up, my favorite part, speaking to the board from the floor. And I'm working on the all-time record. Anyone? Anyone? Good idea. I close those statements to the floor. Thank you very much. Go down the line, Mr. Ochi. Something good for the order. Lay it on us.
Well, thanks for everyone for coming out and such a turn the corner and working our way back to a normal lifestyle. We left to football. We left about 8 months.
Sir Nimitz.
Nothing to add.
Broadneck.
Yeah, thanks to the public for continuing to keep us in mind and in check. And I guess formally, since we talked about it earlier, but formally, I want to congratulate Lori Zellner, who's been coming to these meetings longer than I've been on the commission, or most of us. And she today, literally today, just retired from her day job. So now she can more fully focus on this, Dan. So watch out.
Congratulations. I'm okay.
Lori. There you go, Lori.
He's been warned.
Mr. Gaisdeck.
Echo Anthony's statements. Lori, wonderful lady. Involved longer than I've been on the board also. So congratulations. And I'm happy to see we're closing in on coming to completion of our obligations to the core. That's exciting. So good job all around. Thank you.
Mr. Wyszlinski.
Same thing here. Well deserved, Lori.
Mr. Whitaker.
Congratulations, Lori. And again, thank you everyone for continuing to attend. We got a lot of work continuously ahead of us. We look forward to the inspection reports as the inspections continue with the Army Corps. Want to make sure we definitely stay on top of things and make sure we can do everything we can to keep the community safe here in Northwest Indiana. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Ware.
Congratulations, Lori. Just want to hope everyone gets a chance to go out once the construction is complete out in Lake Station at the Rockwood project, a transformative project. Really need to be part of it. It's been nice to see it from the beginning to the end here in just a few short weeks, hopefully. And wish everyone a happy Memorial Day and remember the reason for the holiday for those who gave their lives. So, thank you.
Thank you. Sir Wicklund.
Nothing yet.
Mrs. Lambert. Outstanding. Congratulations. Congratulations, Lori. Way to go. All right. John, no, I'll be bringing you a nice bottle because there's going to be some more things to have to do. And we'll entertain a motion, folks. Check the staff for where the location is. But the next meeting is Wednesday, already in June 16th, always the third Wednesday. I'll entertain that motion, gentlemen.
I'll move.
Second. Approved.